Hallå, hallå. I just come from a doctor now. I felt a little bit sick, so I went into his office, and just when I came in there, he said to me, what's the matter with you? Well, I say, that's what I come here to find out. Well, he felt on my pulse, and he felt on my pocketbook, and he said to me, you're suffering from a temporary calorific effulgence of your anatomy. Etiologized by the perceptiveness of the sensorium in a predicament of inequilibrium, eventuating in a paralysis of the vase motorial muscular filaments of the spinemiate lubrium capillaries. I say, wait a minute, Mr. Doctor, have I got all that stuff in me? He say, you have. Well, I says, by yump and yemen, no wonder I be sick. Well, I must tell you about something that happened to me the other day behind yesterday. I find a little ticket on the sidewalk where it says some good for one turkey's back. Well, I never saw turkeys in swimming in all my life, so I say to myself, here's a good chance. Well, I went down to the place where it says on the ticket, and I ring on the bell, and a fellow come to the door. So he told me, he says, what do you want? I says, I want to see them turkeys in swimming. He says, you're a fool. Well, I says, I'm not a fool, I'm a Swede. Well, he says, I don't care what you are. Come inside. So I went inside, and he pushed me into a room, and he told me to take my clothes off. So I say, I will not take my clothes off. Well, he says, you have to take your clothes off. Well, I took my clothes off. And then he closed the door and walked away, and some smarty went and put on the steam, and I know it. They can't fool me. Well, my hair was catching on fire when he come back, and he pulled me out of the room, and he put me into another, and say, I bet you $2 the thermometer was 2,000 degrees in the basement. I was in there for about an hour, and my bones was just falling apart. When he come back, and he knocked on the door, and he says, how are you? Well, I says, why don't you take a fork and stick it into me and see? I think I'm well done. He seemed to get mad then, and he pulled me out on the floor and put the hose on me. When I come up the third time, he grabbed me by the hair and threw me on the marble slab, and he rubbed me all over with a piece of tripe about 2 feet long. And then he took a nutmeg scratcher and he scraped me, putting air all over with it. Then he went to go away, but I say, mister, come back here. There is a little piece of skin on the back of my neck that you didn't get. He say, go home, you're a fool. Well, I say, I go home, but I'm no fool. So I went home and I stayed home. And no more turkey swimming for Mr. Peterson. No, sirree.